The debate started predictably enough as Republican lawmakers lined up to tout what they see as the achievements of the bill. Raises for teachers, teaching assistants get to keep their jobs, and no eligibility cuts for Medicaid. Democrats followed a predictable line as well. The raises weren't really big raises for all teachers, and the numbers in the bill, well, they didn't add up. House Minority Leader Larry Hall said the budget is nothing more than an election year ploy.
This is a 90-day budget. We all know it. We didn't want anybody to see it till the last minute so they couldn't review it before we got out of session. We all know it. It's not sustainable. We all know it.
Republican Brian Holloway said that's not true and questioned Hall's real intention.
Let's just be upfront. Let's be honest. If we want to raise taxes and that's what you want to do to get money, then tell us that.
Holloway then said it would be good for everyone to go home, take a vacation. The length of this session, it's more than a month longer than expected, is clearly straining nerves, and there were plenty of raised voices in this debate. Take this moment when House Senior Budget Chairman Nelson Dollar takes issue with Henry Michaud, who served in the same position when the Democrats were in power back in 2010.
When you pass that budget with a $518 million hole in it and funding programs on anticipated federal money for which the actual provision admits that Congress had taken no action for.
There were also heated exchanges ranging from if colleagues can do basic math to arguments over Obamacare, Medicaid, and the fate of rural hospitals. Representative Marilyn Avila was one of those to call for the rhetoric to end.
But we've lost the ability to be statesmen.
Speaker Tom Tillis was the last to discuss the bill.
This is a good budget. The truth will get out about this budget.
It's clear that both parties believe the truth on the budget will get out. It's also now clear the $21 billion plan will become law. Not long after it tentatively passed the House, Governor Pat McCrory said he will sign the measure. But first, the House has to vote on the bill one more time. That is scheduled to happen tomorrow morning. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.